Are we broadcasting? Are we live?
Yes.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Can I say it? Hello, Internet. And, because I can't wait any longer, by fan request. Oh, it doesn't sound all that good. Steel Reserve now comes in plastic bottles.
What?
I'm kind of creeped out by it.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about.
I'm talking about a 40 ounce of disgusting beer.
Oh, plastic bottles.
Yeah, plastic 40 ounce bottles.
That's no good.
I don't even like beer, and that can't be good.
Yeah.
What alcohol content is that?
8.1.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
This is $2 worth of getting fucked up.
8.1.
Happy New Year.
Holy crap.
My parents are bringing my baby back tomorrow, and I'm going to have a hangover.
Oh, you're the weird free tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, she's been gone all week. We went up for Christmas, and my mom called a few days before Christmas and said, how about you guys come up, and then you guys go home, but you leave the baby with us, and we'll give her back to you later.
Twist.
Does she want
arm.
A second grandchild? Is that what she's saying? She wants more grandchildren?
Yeah, that's maybe. She just wants to keep that one.
I don't know.
That's not going to happen.
I'm going with what Rita said.
My New Year's resolution is getting my balls cut off.
Okay.
Not exactly
cut off.
No.
Just kind of semi-detached.
The crush and tear method.
Ah.
Ouch.
What? Means they heal faster.
I will issue a programming note because I live where fireworks are legal. You may hear the sound of freedom intrude into the podcast occasionally.
You also live in a part of the world where machine guns are legal.
Well, yeah, but they're selling fireworks like 3 blocks from my house. So you're going to hear lots of booms and bangs.
So, Alan, as someone who lives in a place where have they always been legal in Texas?
Yeah. Well, there are lots of cities that do not allow them.
Yeah. But so what? You can always drive to the burbs.
Right. And I live in...
I'm sure you know where the town line is because as soon as you cross it over, right. There's the Ocoquito's Fireworks Emporium. Yeah.
I have a Houston address, but I don't actually live in Houston. So...
Doesn't somebody down the street from you have chickens?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So not technically in Houston.
Right. And everybody has a cow.
No.
A horse. No. Weird. Everybody has a horse.
No.
And pointy elf shoes.
No.
Right.
No.
Just so you know, everybody, Alan, in fact, is wearing a 10-gallon hat.
I am not.
And spurs.
I actually don't even own one.
And that's all.
Well.
I know you don't own a 10-gallon hat. Those
nope,
are expensive.
I do not.
And you look foolish with one. But do you have spurs?
No, I do not.
That you specifically wear in your Converse All-Stars?
I do not have spurs. Nor do I have pointy-toe elf boots. You know why I don't have pointy-toe elf boots?
Because you don't ride horses?
Because I don't ride horses. And if you don't ride horses, they're stupid.
They look nice.
They weren't made for walking, though. They're made for riding. They're not walking shoes. They're riding shoes.
You're such a stickler.
Well, if you ever walk...
Have you ever seen high heels? Stiletto heels on women?
Those weren't made for walking either. Good point.
Hey, Brita.
What?
La Weirda got...
Oh, don't tell me mom. She got high heels.
Yeah. Oh, she's got tons of high heels.
What? She's a baby!
And she can run in them.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's hilarious.
That's bizarre.
But
why does the baby have high heels?
Because she likes them.
Oh, my God.
But my mom got her some platform shoes.
What? What?
That are sparkly gold, and they light up when she walks.
Oh, my God.
She looks like a Puerto Rican prom queen.
Oh, my God.
We need video.
I'm sorry. What?
Video.
she's just learned how to walk, like, just last year or something, right?
Yeah.
And now she's wearing high heels.
Yes.
I don't even know. I don't know what to say to that.
Well, Jay's missing, and
you know well, what? Jay should have emailed us.
And he should have
told us he'd be tardy or absent.
It's an unexcused absence.
Yeah.
So mark that down on his permanent record.
I am. All right.
Can we finally fire him now?
Aw.
Poor Jay.
Well, I wanted to say, I know that the plan, for some reason, you guys were like talking about like, hey, let's do a show all the way to midnight. No.
Yeah.
Brita's not doing that.
By the way, I posted a not in chat because I'm not going to put some of the personal photos, but in the Skype chat. I don't know if you can do it because I know you're on like your iPhone, Brita.
No, I'm online.
Ooh.
I'm online.
Oh.
What am I looking at?
The picture come up?
No.
It's over in the corner of the little thingy.
Oh, this is too complicated for me.
But for those not knowing, it's a picture of my daughter. It is. Wearing mismatched mittens.
And no pants.
A pair of high heels and no pants.
Oh, Skype chat. Okay, yes, that's on the iPhone. I was talking about I was online for the other thing. Oh my God, the weirda.
Yep. Yep, she's a crazy person. I really think that her natural condition in life should be with a bone through her nose cooking missionaries in a giant earthenware pot.
She is your daughter, so
she sure is.
And that call-in number 214-530-0036. But first, oops, too loud. It is New Year's Eve. December 31st, 2015. This is episode 176 of the Squirrel Report.
2015, but not for long.
Or is it 177? Is it 176 or 177? Shit, I don't even remember.
You're the boss. You're supposed to keep track of these things.
I don't remember what episode it is.
We are 177.
Okay.
I looked it up.
Well, there you go. 177. And it is New Year's Eve. Happy New Year, everyone.
I have two questions.
Okay.
You know, the standard question is, does anybody have any resolutions for 2016? But also, I wanted to know, like, does your family have any New Year's Eve or New Year's Day traditions? I'm interested in that. Especially for people that call. Not too much you guys. I don't care about you guys. But, yeah.
And
you know, people
number,
who call.
214-530-0036. We expect you. Oh, and if you call, you get stickers.
Especially food related.
We're certainly not going to get the people that I go out to local city and stand with the fucking huge numbers of people to I don't know what. I've never done that.
Like, I never have either.
And I have no desire ever to.
I've always thought it'd be neat to go to one of those like hotel parties where they have like the ballroom and they have like free champagne till midnight. And they
would you wear a tuxedo?
And they play like I'd wear like a kilt tuxedo.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
It is now.
Yeah.
They make a kilt tuxedo, you know, with formal dinner jacket, yeah, like black tie kilt.
Yeah, I'd wear that. But you know, it's I always thought it was kind of cool because you can get sloshed and then you go to your hotel room.
See, since my birthday's the first, my general rule is just have a whole bunch of people come over and I get completely cool. Fucked up and then I don't go to my hotel room. I go to my goddamn bed.
We have
I let them figure out what they're going to do it themselves.
This is area code 512. Area code 512. Hello.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey. So I was just calling to see if Alan had all of his open carry gear laid out and ready to roll for midnight.
Well, I'll be probably, frankly, asleep at midnight, but I guarantee you I do have it ready to go first thing in the morning. I am going to
You're not going to go outside just wearing the gun belt and the banana hammock?
No. but what I am going to do is I'm going to put on my fancy Dennis, you know, Dragon Leatherworks python skin holster and put my 1911 in it and wear that sumbitch all day long wherever.
Ooh, I've got a reason to get one of those now. That's a good idea.
Yep. I'll have my.
I've just been cheaping out and buying concealed carry stuff, but now I've got a reason to actually spend the money.
I have too, and now it's like, oh, I can buy fancy holsters and show them off. So.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how many folks start carrying in the really nice hand-tooled El Paso saddlery stuff and how many folks just buy whatever cheap thing they can find at Walmart or Academy.
I honestly, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. It'll be interesting because there aren't that many states that have gone from no open carry at all to suddenly open carry, especially states right. as big as Texas.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. The law enforcement guys that I'm in contact with have been very, very excited to see how this is all going to play out because the law is so stupid and nobody really knows what all's legal and what all's not just yet. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, they picked January 1st for a reason because they figured it'd be cold and people would be wearing jackets and shit anyway outside.
Oh, that's true.
So I don't – I mean, here's my guarantee. I guarantee there's going to be some doofuses that go out there and make asses out of themselves. And there's going to be some cops that go out there and get all respect my authority on somebody. You know, it's inevitable. So – you know, and then there's going to be a Facebook.
Those two folks are going to meet, and it's going to be awesome on YouTube.
And then there'll be a big Facebook brouhaha over it, and there'll be, you know, the drama llama will run. And
exactly. And we'll then, have something to talk about
and,
next week.
And then in a couple of months, everybody will go, eh, whatever.
So, yeah, that's kind of my prediction, too. Yep. Crazy for a few weeks, and then it'll all calm down.
Yep. Oh, by the way, who is this?
Chris.
Oh, Chris. Sorry.
My name is Chris. Yeah, I'm down here in Lockhart outside of Austin.
Oh, okay. I don't think you've ever called before.
I have.
Oh.
Okay. I called a while back. I got a different phone, but yeah, I was the guy that many, many years ago who got his 1911 back from the ATF.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, I actually met Jay at the NRA convention.
I'm sorry.
Jay, who is currently fired.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, yeah, your former employee.
He's going to have to go dumpster diving now without this huge squirrel port money coming in.
I know. God.
Yeah, he's just going to have to stick to his day job, I guess.
I mean, they talk about the wheelbarrows full of cash from the NRA, but in fact, the wheelbarrows full of cash. I mean, it's like, it's really actually kind of like, you know, front-end loaders full of cash. That's from Squirrel Port.
Yep. Hey, thanks for calling, Chris. If you email me your address, I'll send you some stickers.
Absolutely. I'll do that. I'll throw one on the stock of my my old Wasser, and I'll send you pictures, too.
Cool. All right. Oh. Have a good new year, man. Bye.
Cool. Have a good new year. Bye.
Alan, if he sends you the picture of that with the Wasser with the Squirrel Port sticker, you got to make sure you get his permission to put it up on the website because that would be fucking awesome.
And we have another call.
Woo-hoo.
This is area code 508. Hello. 508.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, caller.
That's Massachusetts.
Hang up.
Yep. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Aw.
Oh, well.
Call back.
Call back when you use a real phone. Okay. But for the Texas open carry thing. It has been amusing to watch because the whole rest of the country feels like, oh, Texas, Wild West, everybody has guns and everybody's like walking around with guns and cowboy hats and shooting each other outside the saloon, you know. But it really, you guys are really having a hard time with open carry, I think.
Well, it's mostly in the cities, those bastions of you know, liberal cesspools like Houston, right, and Austin and San Antonio and Dallas and all that. Those are the ones that are having problems. All the smaller towns in the country, they're like, yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'd love to not have to cover it up when I'm like working on the farm or doing whatever, or it's a hot day out.
Have to worry about your coat riding up over, right, you know, over your gun and you going to jail.
Right.
Right.
I mean, let's put it this way. Brita, if you bend over and happen to have a little nip slip going on right there, you know,
are you talking about my boobs?
I'm talking about your boobs.
Okay,
good. I'm saying inadvertently exposing some of your lady parts, they're not going to send you to prison for it. Yeah, if it was, say, an intentional one, that you could call that, you know, lewd display, but an accidental thing or, you know, or me bending.
A wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, wardrobe malfunction or me bending over and flashing a little bit of butt crack because I wear droopy drawers. That's not a jailable offense, but suddenly having your shirt pop up over the butt of your pistol, that's a jailable offense.
I know.
Used to be.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah. I'm lucky. I live in a state where, you know, open carry is legal, technically. And to every Texan I've been saying, you have to pick your battles. Ohio is an open carry state. You don't even need to have a concealed carry license to open carry in Ohio. So that means like you could just, you know, technically walk down the street open carrying, even if you don't have, you know, any training or license or anything.
That's the same with Maine. Actually, right. until Maine went constitutional carry, there was whole groups of people that are just the fuck you. I'm not going to pay you money for a permit.
Yeah.
And so these people would just open carry all the time because I'm going to carry my gun and no, I'm not going to pay you money.
Right. But I've said this to every Texan, you have to pick your battles because, and I am as pro carry, open carry as anybody, but it just, I don't know. It just is this kind of weird dance that you do with the rest of society. I think it's a weird dance that you do with the rest of society just being a gun owner sometimes. But like if you want to open carry, and I have open carried in my own town, like, and I live in, you know, white bread suburbia with the suburban soccer moms and the, you know, plus, at the same time, we have a little cross section of like kind of urban culture going on. So, it's kind of weird to open carry here because you have that kind of, you have a group of people who just kind of freak out at guns just generally. And then you have other people who are like, yeah, whatever, you know. And so you have to pick your battles. Like I've walked downtown Willoughby open carrying and nobody has bothered me. I went to Walmart open carrying, which is completely legal. And I had the manager come up to me and tell me to pull my shirt over it because I was like, people were freaking out.
Except there were no people freaking out.
Well, probably somebody went up to her and, you know, they were concerned or whatever, or upset about it. But she was actually she was breaking policy. She was breaking Walmart policy. So it's kind of like this weird thing you have to do where you have to kind of judge your audience, you know, where am I going? And is it, you know, is it worth the hassle open carrying? Because, you know, the potential of people freaking out and you, you know, the police getting called or somebody saying something, is it worth it to you?
Yeah. But that's why I'm definitely a firm believer of just a concealed lazy of the, you know, I cover up your gun, but you know what? If you don't do the best job ever, or if you print a little bit, who cares?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I love open carry because I am lazy. I hate having to conceal because it's like impossible for me. Because the gun, I'm 5 feet tall. I'm a girl with curves, and the gun always prints, no matter how small the freaking gun is, or whatever shirt I'm wearing, the gun always prints. I have an LCP. It always prints on me. It is the tiniest little pistol you can get. It always prints on me. And it's because of the, you know.
But Brita, I got to tell you.
What?
I have made probably a few dozen concealed carriers of the, oh, there's their gun. See where they're carrying it. That guy's carrying an ankle. That guy's carrying it on his hip. You know, sort of thing.
But you're looking.
And that's the thing, is every time I've spotted somebody who is carrying, that was because I spotted the person and see, oh, look, you know, 30-something with a beard wearing a Gadsden flag hat.
Yeah, where's
my
his
eyes,
gun?
My eyes immediately go to the right hip, and I see the ball. I see the balls of the butt of his gun.
Somebody had a great T-shirt, and we got a caller. I'm going to get to you. I'll get to you just after we finish this. I saw a great T-shirt somebody put on the Facebooks. Texas has a weird, and I don't think I've seen it anywhere else, but they have two different signs depending on what type of carry you don't want to allow in your establishment. They have the old 30-06 sign, 30.06, which was, you know, which didn't allow concealed carry. Now they have another sign, a second sign that is 30.07, which doesn't allow open carry. And if you don't want to allow either one of them, you have to put both signs up by every entrance.
Oh my God.
If you want to allow concealed carry but not open carry, you just put up the 30.07. Theoretically, if you don't want to allow concealed carry but want to allow open carry, you just put out the 30.06 and people can still open carry.
So everybody needs to walk around with a cheat sheet.
So
and what's
somebody
hilarious is the 07, I believe, says open carry of handguns, so you can still carry a rifle.
Oh my
right.
God.
No, that's true. That is actually true.
Until, how he's going to do that, of
well,
course, right?
Fuck you.
Until somebody says, you know, tells you to leave, which is the other thing is all, you know, disregarding any sign. If somebody that works there tells you you have to leave, then you have to leave.
But I'm fine with that. Well, I mean, I'm also fine with that with the if the Peckerwood running the Army Navy store wants to tell the gay people or the black people to get out of his damn store.
Well, you can't do that. You can only do it with guns. So anyway, so somebody came out with a shirt and printed on the shirt says, out of respect for your 30.07 sign, I have concealed my licensed firearm under this shirt. You're welcome. I thought it was brilliant. The other thing I'll say is, if a gay black open carrier walks into your cupcake store, can you deny them service?
Whoa. Well, if
technically,
since they're open carrying, that means that they're a conservative gay black person. So therefore, that's the conservative is the oleoxin free of all, right. All of that.
They're, like, they're heretics anyway. So the
exactly
Democrats don't
care. As soon as you become conservative / libertarian, yeah. Nope, all bets are off. You're not really gay or black.
Right. Let's take this call. Area code 508. Are you there?
Hey, it's the Arctic Elf.
Hey, Arctic Elf.
Woohoo!
All right. Did you ever send me your address?
I tried to.
Oh, I didn't get it.
Okay, well, I'll try it again.
Try a different pigeon. This one, that one must have died on the way.
Send it to Alan at iSwatch.com.
Or send it to Brita or send it to somebody.
Yeah, I'll send it to Brita as well.
Okay, yes. Great.
He knows where he is.
Mostly just calling to wish you guys a happy new year.
Great. Well, happy new year to you too.
But I've got a funny open carry story if you want one.
Sure.
So in Virginia, I'm at the little 7-Eleven right outside the access road to a fairly active gun range. Talking with a sheriff's deputy and one of the two clerks about 1911s. Because I've got one on my belt and I'm dressed to go shoot IDPA. About 10 minutes into the conversation, as we're talking about this gun and that gun, the second clerk realizes that we're not talking about the gun on the sheriff's belt, loses her mind wanting to know what gun we're talking about and where it is, realizing that there might be another gun in her store.
Oh, no.
not apparently written. We're like across the counter from each other, not realizing that, yeah, it's this one right here. And as the three of us realize this, we all manage not to laugh at her. And then both the deputy and I start looking around the room at the other people in the, you know, it's a 7-Eleven, little, you know, get a drink Subway kind of thing.
Weenies, rollers on weenies.
There's probably a dozen people in there, and 10 of them are carrying.
Nice.
Yeah. So,
oblivious.
Yeah, not a big deal. Nobody notices.
Yeah. They really don't. Nobody pays attention.
I think Tam's comment from many years ago was absolutely right. She could put on a pink STI race gun in a full-on IPSC rig and a sandwich board that said, "I'm carrying a gun" in bright pink, and no one would notice.
Yep.
Yep. I think so.
All right. Have a happy new year.
Hey, happy new year. Thanks for calling, Arctic.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye. Cool.
I think people notice. Maybe I've had a different experience because I'm a woman. I think if people see a man open carrying a gun, they automatically think that you're, you know, a law enforcement officer. But a girl, it's a little out of place.
Yeah.
That's changing, though.
We're having a cat fight right now.
That's all right. I have the blessed sound of freedom going on outside my house.
Can't hear it.
Oh, I'm surprised because some of them have been pretty loud.
Are they celebrating open carry? Is that what you mean?
They may be.
The sound of freedom?
Yeah. That's what it is.
Texas? Thanks for catching up, Texas. I can't make fun of you for that anymore.
Nope.
Damn it. Although your open carry has a stipulation, you have to have a concealed carry, right?
Actually, the concealed carry is now renamed to a license to carry.
Well, okay, you don't need that in Ohio. I still can make fun of you for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the theory is that we'll ratchet that down like everything else.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, Brita. Alan still lives in the South, and I don't think there's a single place in the South that has reasonable carry laws.
That's true, and you know why?
Darkies.
Because there are a bunch of damn racist bastards down here.
Yes,
that's why.
Don't want those darkies to have guns.
That's right.
Because you're the states that invented gun control.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah, I on Facebook this past week, I actually saw somebody saying, you know, they were like hemming and hawing about open carry, and they're like, but you don't really want it in urban areas.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Talk about yeah, it absolutely is.
Dog whistle.
That's definitely a dog whistle.
Guns? Is that what you
Except
thinking?
That's not a dog whistle. That's a freaking NFL.
That's an air horn.
That's an NFL ref whistle.
Yeah.
Jeez, God. Just say it.
Yep.
If any group of people needed guns, it's, you know, people who live in urban areas.
Yep. Well, I remember the Boston Globe did an article on essentially just the people that live in the shitty neighborhoods of Boston and just talking about, like, why do you live in these, like, terrible crime-ridden neighborhoods? And, you know, some of them have been – that's been this, their ancestral home, and so that's that house has been handed down for generations, and – God damn it, they're going to live there, or, you know, that's the place that they could afford a house or whatever. But, like, you'd hear stories talking about, like, oh, yeah, now you see the gang members. You just got to just avert your eyes. Don't, you know, don't make any contact with them, and they'll leave you alone. I'm just thinking, you know, well, Kurt Russell, when he was approached by that anti-gun reporter asking about that, he was saying, no, when someone starts doing violence in a place, you don't want to be worried about what they're going to do to you. You want to get them worried about what you're going to do to them. And that's really what kind of needs to happen in some of these urban areas, is mm-hmm. No, make the thugs not just, you know, scared of the cops, but, you know, make the thugs fucking scared of everybody. Of the, no, 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 you don't go robbing, raping, and mugging. Not even, you know, little old grandma walking down the street, because guess what? She's got a Taurus judge in her purse.
And she's not afraid to use it.
No, especially not. No, she's 86.
She don't give a shit.
Yeah, she's 86 years old. She does not get, she gave her last fuck during the Carter administration.
Oh, God. All right. Thank goodness we have another caller. Area code 812. Hello. Oh, they hung up.
What?
Oh, well.
Speaking of not giving a fuck, Lemmy
call
died.
Back.
Yeah, call back. Who?
Lemmy?
Yeah, I was like, who?
You don't know Motorhead?
Motorhead, to me, Motorhead's always been kind of one of those fringe bands that I never really gave a shit about, kind of like Insane Clown Posse or something like that. I mean, I know they have some really diehard fans that love the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, it's just never been a thing at all. Well, I probably don't have a single Motorhead song in my entire MP3 collection.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a diehard Motorhead fan either. I mean, it's one of those. They definitely had a sound. So therefore, if you really like Ace of Spades, congratulations, you're going to like their whole catalog, because it all kind of sounds like Ace of Spades.
I had to go onto YouTube last night and try to figure out who they were. And is it kind of like this kind of country metal mixture? No.
No, it's essentially the like early speed metal.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I had no. I remember seeing pictures of this man, Lemmy,
yep,
and thinking his hat was dumb.
Oh, his hat was dumb. His hat.
And that's about my.
Oh, his whole outfit was ridiculous. But I got to say, the thing that I bring up for that was what was cool was he was still putting out albums. He was still going on tour. He was still selling out arenas, and he was still smoking and drinking all the way up to the end. And you know what? There's something nice about that.
Well, if you're living that life and you make it to 70.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're doing good, I think.
Yeah. My wife was like, oh, man, he was only 70. And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. That's a good score.
Well, he's no Keith Richards.
No. Yeah.
He's kind of up there with Keith Richards, though. He's not.
Is Keith Richards now? Like 70?
I think 140.
Maybe. Somebody needs to do DNA, like collect his DNA after he dies, yeah, or whatever, and figure out exactly what.
Keith Richards is 72.
72. Okay. Wow. And figure out exactly what he has. Doesn't he have a new baby? Wait a minute. I could swear to God that I just read.
He may be.
He just married somebody new and had a new baby. Am I thinking wrong? Maybe not. Okay. Anyway, so.
According to Wikipedia, Keith Richards has 5 grandchildren.
Right. 5 grandchildren, and I think he has a new woman that's like.
And a body
as,
made of entirely
as old
of
as his granddaughter, probably. I don't know at this point. But, yeah, somebody needs to collect his DNA and figure out what exactly makes him tick. Because he could be, like, you know, the human cockroach, right?
By the way, I just saw a YouTube video, and it was by a biologist, and she confirmed the thing that I always thought was actually apocryphal, that cockroaches could survive up to a month without their head. Because and the reason for that is that they happen to be just the right size that they can still entirely breathe by passive respiration. Oh. So therefore, they can continue breathing without their head. They just can't eat, so they starve to death.
Huh.
There was that one case. Oh, this is totally off the rails, but there was that one case of that chicken that lived without its head for a very long time.
Was it Mrs. Clucks or something like that?
No, it was. Anyway, it lived without its head for a very long time.
Had to be fed by eyedropper.
Yeah, because somebody fed it.
But
it, I don't know. It died because it got some sort of
Mike, infection. Mike the headless chicken.
There you go.
Miracle Mike. Lived for 18 months.
But to be fair, it wasn't completely headless because it still had to have some hind brain.
Okay.
Because otherwise,
oh, the motor functions, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to breathe or wouldn't be able to breathe, swallow, or keep its heart beating. But not cockroaches.
Who is Owen? Oh, NPR did a story on Mike a week or two ago. Thank you, Owen. Owen in the chat.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Was on.
Hey,
on
interactivity. This is why we are the best.
What?
Live call-in show.
We're the only live call-in show.
Shh. We're the best one.
Okay. Hey, cats. Sorry. Hold on.
By the way, Owen, I'm very sorry you had to listen to NPR to get that information.
That's sad. What was he doing listening to NPR? Was the radio broken?
I don't know. Tam keeps saying that she listens to NPR. I don't know how anyone does it.
Is it like what do they call it? Where it's like you're learning about your enemy, you know?
Well, yeah, but even I can't do NPR.
NPR is supposed to be asleep. They all use that same tone of voice.
That's exactly it. It's radio signal narcolepsy.
It really is for me.
But to be fair, you don't exactly fall asleep because meanwhile, while you're listening to it and just going, oh my God, this is so fucking terrible. And my tax money's paying for this. And they're still begging you for donations.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, you get a tote bag.
I'm gonna bitch about begging for donations. Because I recently adopted another cat from the SPCA, as everyone knows. And this is the Houston SPCA, not the national idiots.
Yeah.
And while I was, you pay a modest fee for, them, and it covers them, everything they had to do to the animal while it was in their care and all that kind of stuff. So it's like it's like $65 to adopt the cat. And, older ones, they charge less. Kittens, they charge more, it's pretty, pretty effective pricing. And so they go, when I'm checking out, they ask, would you like to donate some more money, I was like, sure, add $20. I swear to God, about every other day now, I get an email from those people. Hey, give us some money. Give us more money. You're a generous donation, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, really? You're gonna badger me into not – next time I adopt a damn animal, I'm going to say no. I'm not giving you more money, damn it.
Oh, by chance, do they ever send you the prepaid envelopes?
Oh no, they haven't sent anything. It's just email.
Okay, if you ever get the prepaid envelopes, just put your return address on the envelope, seal it up, and send it back. They'll quickly go, well, we're not going to do this anymore.
That's a good idea. Let me do that. We have a caller. Area code 352. Hello.
Hi, it's Radis.
Hey, Radis.
Radis.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
You got stickers, right?
I called in. Do I have to send you stickers now?
Send them back.
No, I have plenty. Thank you.
But no holiday traditions, Brita. Nothing on New Year's. It's just New Year's. Okay. I remember going as a little kid. It's just another day off school.
Oh, so like no food thing or?
No, nothing special.
Huh.
Big stuff on Christmas, the grandparents and stuff like that. But no, nothing special on New Year's.
You're not even drinking a Steel Reserve?
Yeah, it's on plastic now. Oh, good.
It's recyclable.
Now it won't break when you fall down.
Yeah. I got to tell you, it's not as nice.
Well, maybe they do that because, like, the hobos in the alley, they don't want all the broken glass.
That may be.
It's honestly, they probably do it just because it's cheaper.
Well, I'm sure.
It's cheaper to make. It's cheaper to ship.
Yeesh.
But they charge the same price.
What does it taste like?
It's very, very weak beer, but because it's high gravity, they put a little bit of probably like corn syrup in it at the end to get to give the yeast a little extra boost to get the alcohol percentage up.
Sweet.
So it's definitely nasty tasting. It's got a little bit of an extra nasty taste, but the fact that it is far more effective than any other 40-ouncer out there, it's kind of fun.
Well, it's beer. Of course it's nasty tasting.
I can hear the daggers from Brita's eyes stabbing you.
I can't drink beer anymore, so I'm out of the beer camp.
You gotta still love it, though.
I do still love it. Actually, I found a really good gluten-free beer. And their IPA is out of this world. It's excellent. It's actually, Mike has tasted it and he's like, wow, if you gave this to me and said, you know, said, here, try this great IPA. I just discovered this IPA. Here, taste it. He said he probably wouldn't even know it was gluten-free. So
pretty good stuff.
It's called Glutenberg. The company is called Glutenberg. And it's
Steve Glutenberg?
Yes. And it's from Canada. I don't know. Is he from Canada?
Probably.
Maybe. I don't know. But Glutenberg gluten-free beer is really excellent. And it comes in pint cans, which is fun.
Cool.
Yeah. And I've had four today, so.
Oh, hey. Happy New Year indeed.
I'm going to be asleep soon.
Steve Glutenberg was born in Brooklyn, New York.
So Radis, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm glad you don't have any New Year's traditions, because otherwise you wouldn't be here.
Yeah. that's it. I have gone to Disney a couple times for New Year's.
Ooh, I bet that was cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it more crowded?
If you've ever been there, imagine the entire square in front of the little castle. Packed by 6 o'clock.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
What if you got to pee?
It takes about a half hour to get from there to the bathroom and back.
Damn.
Yeah. No, you
bring a bottle.
You don't really want to do that.
Happiest place on earth, Alan.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about it is it's Florida, and you're out walking around, so you're probably just horribly dehydrated. So yeah, it'll be days before you pee.
No, probably right. This is winter weird, and it was winter a couple of years ago when it actually got down to about 32.
No.
Yeah, 32 in Florida when everybody else is
speaking of short. After the last time we talked squirrels, winter friggin' happened.
Yeah.
Snow, freezing, and coldness, and ice, and ugh.
Yeah. Could you turn that this way?
We've had a dusting. That's it.
My daughter's up in Maine without any proper winter attire.
It's not like
because we weren't even thinking about it. It was 70 on Christmas.
Ooh, wow. 70 in Maine. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
That's like one of those, you'll be sitting around in the old folks home going, yeah, remember that Christmas 15 when it was 70?
Yep. And then after that, I was drinking a Steel Reserve. That was the high gravity stuff before President Trump banned it.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for calling, Radis.
Okay. Right,
bye.
Oh, I had one more question.
Yeah.
The discussion between the open carry,
uh-huh.
I was a little confused. Was it open carry of guns or booze?
Oh. Yes. No. Guns.
Guns.
Okay. Happy New Year.
I think you can open carry boobs in New York, actually.
You can open carry boobs in New York. You can open carry boobs in Miami.
Hey.
But you cannot open carry guns in either.
Well, then. We have another caller.
Okay.
Area code 781. Hello.
Happy New Year, squirrels. It's Maureen.
Hey, Maureen.
Hey, Maureen.
Wow.
Yay.
Awesome.
How are you? How is everyone this evening?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
If you send me your email address, I'll mail you some, or if you send me, email me your street address, I'll send you some stickers.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I have plenty of places to put them.
Cool.
Weird, I have to tell you, it was actually your voice that I noticed first at the Larry Korea
awesome.
Sighting.
Yeah, that was definitely going to ask you if you hadn't thought about that, is because I just didn't even think about that, because I'd had people recognize me from my blog for the longest time, and it's like, yeah, I put my picture up there. So, yes. But I just realized, yeah, most people who listen to the Squirrelport don't necessarily see what I look like. So, yeah, it was my voice, huh?
It was your voice. I have to say I'm a little disappointed, though, because your beard isn't that weird.
No. Yeah, the weird is describing me. The beard is just a modifier.
Well, that's okay. You looked exactly as I thought you would.
So,
well, that's awesome.
So now you have to tell the story, because we don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I told the story. You
already told the story.
Yeah, no, Maureen was at the Larry Correa book signing.
Okay.
And just went, oh, are you Weird Beard? And I said, yes, hi. And we exchanged pleasantries. And then she had to go, and then I realized, ah, I forgot to ask. Did you recognize me from sight or by sound?
I know. I was just having so much fun listening to the Larry shoot the breeze that I didn't realize what time it was.
Oh, my God. Does he do a good job at that?
It was a blast.
Yeah.
I expected to like everybody to be sitting down and have him reading something, but no, it was just everybody hanging around shooting the shit. It was great.
Well, I was expecting, I'd forgotten about it. I put my daughter down to bed and just did my natural, good, she's sleeping. I'm just going to sit down and just relax. And then I realized, oh God, Larry's doing the book signing today, and just went, all right. And went going. And I'm like, I'm late. I wanted to go earlier so I could make sure to be like towards the front of the line, and nope, no line.
Cool.
Well, it was lovely to meet you.
And so, what are you doing for New Year's, Maureen?
I am in the super secret location in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, where we actually got a lot more snow than you did down there, Weird.
Oh, I'm sure. We just got a dusting. The grass is still poking out through it. It's just we got a layer of freezing rain over the top of it, so it's not going anywhere.
Oh, no, we had actual snow. There's probably, well, it rained some today and it warmed up a lot, so there's probably about 6 inches still left on the ground, but it's getting awful wet and mushy.
Yeah, that's what it looks like up in Maine.
But, man, it turned from 70 degrees to, oh, hello, winter. How are you this year?
Oh, yeah, no, I had my winter jacket stayed in the trunk of my car the entire, like, all the way up until the last day when I was actually moving my daughter's child seat from my car to my mom's car. And then I was one of those, all right, I went outside, opened up the trunk of my car, pulled out my jacket, put on my jacket, and then started moving the car seat.
Yeah, well, we knew it couldn't last, right?
No, I knew it wasn't going to last. And, yeah, the moment it hit that little thing of the, oh, maybe it'll snow, just completely went away. This sucks. Go the fuck away.
It doesn't take much.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Over Christmas, me and my wife were talking to my mother-in-law just about our plans of the, yeah, no, when we retire, we're definitely moving to some place that doesn't get snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or ideally, like, we're actually thinking North Carolina is actually at the top of our list, and where they do get snow, but it's not real snow. It's, ha-ha, look, snow.
Yeah, decorative.
Sometimes
snow.
They get real snow, but it doesn't stay.
That's what I'm saying. It's not real snow if it lasts right. 48 hours.
It's not real snow. I know it is, but it is not.
We get that all the time up here. Is like, you might get 2 inches of snow, which is that's a legitimate falling of snow. But you know what? If it's going to be in the 50s the next day and it's all going to run down the storm drain, it's not snow. I'm not even going to shovel it.
We used to get enough snow to go sledding on in North Carolina.
I know you think it's snow, but it's not.
Your snow pants were all covered in mud when you came home.
I've been in your snow. I've been in snow in the mountains. I know what snow is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, allegedly.
Yeah.
Mr. I don't know what a snow brush is.
Alan visits snow, then he goes home to Texas.
There's visiting snow, and then there's living in snow.
Well, right. I don't totally want to live in it. I like visiting it. I don't want to live in it. That's crazy.
I don't want to live in it.
Cool. Thanks for calling, Maureen.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye. We have another caller.
Oh, good.
This is area code 301. Hello.
Hello, this is Calvin Fishoder, your landlord.
Oh, thank God.
Dude, the pipes are busted again. You need to come fix this damn toilet.
I just wanted to sing a little bit about my favorite beverage, bourbon. It's my party. I'll be naughty. Get more lit than a tree. Put that elf on the shelf. Merry Christmas to me. Oh, bourbon.
Bourbon.
Oh, bourbon. You were curious where Steel Reserve came from?
Yes. Please tell us.
That was Archie's favorite beer.
Okay.
A, it was cheap. B, it was high alcohol. But,
it couldn't
have
been Archie's favorite beer. It came out in the 90s.
Exactly. And he loved it since the 90s.
Wasn't Archie Bunker dead by the 90s?
He was dead by October of 2015. You son of a bitch.
So, tell us about Steel Reserve. What does it taste like? Is it sweet?
Oh.
Is it like a lager? Is it a
lager? What they do is the way Coors Light is made is they make Coors in Golden, Colorado.
Okay.
But the way they make it is essentially barley wine or a double bock. It is like super high alcohol. They squeeze as much fermentation as they possibly can. The yeast cannot literally make any more alcohol or it will poison itself.
Hmm.
And they take that beer, they could sell that beer as super high, ultra strong Coors, but they don't. What they do is they put that into train cars and they ship that to Virginia. And in Virginia, they take Shenandoah well water and they add that to that super beer. Say it with me.
Super beer.
Perfect. Thank you. And they dilute it down, and then they put that in cans. And that diluted beer has 3.5% alcohol. The stuff that's coming from on the train cars is 8% alcohol, 9% alcohol. Much more than that, you can't make alcohol with just yeast. You'd have to distill it. You'd have to actually evaporate out the alcohol and leave behind the water in order to make it stronger. So they got the strongest beer possible. The problem is with strong beer. Say it.
Strong beer.
Thank you. Is that it doesn't taste very good. It's very cloying. It grabs your throat. It holds on. It's treacly. And, yeah, it can be sweet. It's really malty-tasting. And people don't like it. People, there's a lot of barley wines out there. You know, it doesn't fly off the shelves.
Right.
You could buy, like, one bottle of barley wine. It's three beers in one, but people don't drink that. They will drink Steel Reserve. Probably because it says 8.1 on the side. But
and it's cheap, right?
No, because it says, like, you know, $1.85 on the little tag underneath where it's sitting.
They're not using the prime rib. They're not using the ribeye version of barley in that. They're using.
No, this is all lips and assholes.
This is all hot dog. We're the steak here. This is hot dog party. Exactly. So it is legitimately better. Well, I guess. Anyway, you get the point.
Yeah.
But. That's how they make.
The more you know, I
gotta tap.
That's
out.
How they make Bud Light. They take Budweiser, they add a tiny little bit of water to it.
Huh.
They make Coors Light, and they make it Steel Reserve, and then they add a lot of water to it. But and then they sell that as Coors Light, and they make a bajillion dollars off of Coors Light because it's mostly water.
That's crazy.
And you forgot the other part. The railroad car goes over to was it Virginia?
Virginia, Colorado, Virginia. At least that's how it was back in the 90s. They might actually be making it in Virginia now. I'm out of the loop.
And then so it goes to Virginia. They add the water, the well water to it. They put it in little cans. I crack open one of those cans, pour it into a pint glass, and then drop a shot of Allen's Coffee Brandy into it, and then drink it real fast.
You're wasting your money. You should have got for the Steel Reserve.
Well, I got the Steel Reserve right now. For a few moments longer.
You get a lot more lit.
Oh, yeah, but that's,
bourbon.
But I can't call a Steel Reserve a Buxton car bomb.
You probably could.
I really could.
Anyway, that was the big criteria whenever I brought fancy beer over to Ed's house. It was, does this beer taste okay? It was kind of secondary. More importantly, what's the alcohol percentage on the side of the bottle?
Hey, there's priorities.
Well, me and my friend, we had what was called the quality quotient of an item. It was the you take the volume of it and multiply that by the percentage of alcohol, and then divide that by cost, and the resulting number equals quality.
Huh.
There were literally exchanges where I like say, "Hi Ed, nice talking to you. I'm going to go back home," and then I go back home half an hour later. He says, "I had another beer down in the basement. Now I can't make my way up the stairs. Could you please come over here and help push me up the stairs?" I'll be right over, Ed.
Once
he got up the stairs, he's okay. He could shuffle off to his room. He was fine. When he was drunk, actually, that was when I felt the safest for him. Because he never got in trouble when he was drunk. Oh, my God.
He just went to sleep.
Right.
Speaking of bourbon, I can't remember if it was like Father's Day or my father's birthday, but I bought him a bottle of Booker's bourbon. And then I went home, and I was sitting here at my computer, probably writing a blog post, and my phone rings, and it's my dad, and he goes, "Yeah, I got into that bottle of bourbon. Man, that's a really good bourbon." I remember you telling me it was 150 proof.
I got to do it on Monday.
I kind of forgot about that. Oh, Booker's bourbon. It goes down so smooth that you'll get yourself into a lot of trouble.
Archie used to buy convertible Cadillacs, and he used to drink, like, in Washington, D.C., and Georgia Avenue was the route to get home. He'd take Georgia Avenue, and it'd be Silver Spring, Wheaton, Leisure World, and then more. He would drink there and then try to drive home. One day he woke up, and he was in the middle of a cornfield, and the back of his Cadillac convertible was filled with corn cobs, and he was in Olney. It's like 20 miles outside of D.C. Apparently he had missed the turn and then kept going into a field.
Oops.
And filled the back of his car. Yeah, we don't do that anymore, Ed. That's bad.
That was
the 50s.
My uncle, I'm trying to remember how he got where he was, but there might have been some illicit substances involved. He and a friend of his, and they just were just the, "I'm tired. Let's go find a place to bed down." And he found a nice patch of grass, and he rolled out his sleeping bag and curled up inside of it. And next thing you know, he was getting woken up, and you know, he looked up and saw a guy in a wide-brim hat, and he says, I thought it was a cowboy. And no, it turned out it was a state trooper, and the state trooper was upset that he had set up his campsite in the median between the lanes of the highway. They evidently frown upon that.
Well, you want him to drive? Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, bourbon.
Pleasing talking to you. You have a happy, happy, happy New Year.
You too.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, show.
Good night.
Good night.
I love this show.
Yeah.
Sometimes it has its moments. That number, 214-530-0036. I did something interesting today.
Okay.
Were you trying to change a light bulb in your bathroom?
No. I recently got this
Ice Watch
NFA Trust done.
Oh, you did.
So I could get my because I live in an area where the chief law enforcement officer will not sign off on NFA items. So you have to get basically a trust. And so I was looking at the form that you
filled. Let's just throw out the solid bullshit. So you live in an area where someone will not sign off on the NFA trusts, but you were able to move into this area with a machine gun.
Oh yeah,
with no problems whatsoever.
Right, absolutely. So anyway, I'm looking at the form one to make an SBR and filling it out, and I was like, you know, I remember hearing they had e-forms, and I would go look online, and I find, oh yeah, BATFE has online form one that you can use if you are a trust or corporation. And I go, you know, it is definitely a government website, which means it is not user friendly. It's arcane. It's hard to figure out. But once you get through the little bits and blobbles and stuff, there's a thing where they, you know, you can put in your credit card to pay your $200 and it's done. And there's no paper involved. So, yay.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, when you talk about ATF competency, just so you know, I just, probably about 3 months ago, got my my 03 FFL renewal back. And for the first time in the, 7 years that I've had an FFL, my name is spelled correctly on it.
Hey.
Yeah. Look just for a second, you'll figure out what my real name is. And you'll notice that my last name looks an awful lot like another very, very common last name, but it's not, because I'm Scottish, not Swedish. And they seem to think I was a Swede over there in West Virginia. And so,
is it named? Now, I can understand misspelling weird, but how do they misspell beard?
It's true. They spelled it B-E-E-R-D.
I don't.
Fucking weird.
I don't get it. We have a call.
Oh, boy.
It's area code 812. Hello.
Hey.
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 812 or 512? Oh, no. It is 812. I haven't moved my cell phone yet. This is Owen.
Hi, Owen.
Owen.
Oh.
So I just moved down here. And the other thing that's interesting that's going on in Texas is they just made campus carry legal.
Okay, so you, by down here, you mean Texas?
Texas, yeah. Okay. I just moved to the Austin area.
Cool.
Is there any other place to move
to? Welcome to California East.
Well, I came from the Midwest, you know, via South Carolina and New England, so I've kind of been all over.
Where in New England?
So, Connecticut.
Blech.
and then I lived in Springfield for about Springfield, Mass, for about 10 years.
All right, I'll allow Springfield to be part of New England, but seriously, can New England kick Connecticut out? Connecticut and Rhode Island, because let's face it, Connecticut is New York's little bitch, and Rhode Island is Connecticut's little bitch.
So the funniest way I heard it put, and I think it was Conan O'Brien, said Connecticut is the 90-mile strip mall between Boston and New York City.
I actually had one of my coworkers grew up in Connecticut, and I was talking about like the Rhode Island being Connecticut's little bitch, and he goes, no, man, I lived in Connecticut, so Rhode Island is my beach. You go to the beach, you're going to Rhode Island.
Yeah, that was prom night. We did that. Go to the beach in Rhode Island.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so listening to NPR, which I've already taken crap for. One of the things that's been funny is like listening to, you know, because NPR is based on college campuses, and they're horrified because the other thing that's happening in Texas is they just made campus carry legal.
That's right. Concealed carry. And
so
they're
– right. So, it's been awesome. You know, so UT Austin has worked out rules where like professors can ban carry in their offices, but they have to make time somebody wants to carry it while they're meeting, they have to accommodate that by meeting them somewhere else. So it's kind of funny, like watching them jump through all the hoops and figuring out that, you know, having lockers in all the buildings for people to put their guns in is a bad idea. And But yeah, it's been pretty entertaining. You know, the apocalyptic.
Having lockers to put guns in. Yeah, that's a great idea. Like, where did all the times where the cops shoot themselves in the femoral arteries happen?
Well,
right.
So moreover, so you want to meet a professor in his office, and he doesn't allow carry in his office. Is he going to pat you down?
Well, so what it was is they said, you know, because offices are traditionally like, you know, your domain.
Right.
If a professor wants to be in his office, he can do that. But
right.
Then he has to agree to meet you somewhere else.
Okay.
So, and I thought that was actually a fair compromise. And they're not doing the locker thing. They actually talked themselves out of the locker thing.
Oh, really, I mean, I think it's a great compromise. I mean, to be fair, I would be generally of the mind of, I mean, in Massachusetts, we don't have binding signage. So I've absolutely gone into places where they say, oh, no guns allowed. Yeah, fuck you. I'll carry my gun. If you notice that I'm carrying a gun, which you're not going to do, and you ask me to leave, I'll leave.
I had a permit in Massachusetts to carry, and it was a pain in the butt because I worked for Smith & Wesson at the time. And I had to jump through all kinds of hoops. I was young. I was 23. And yeah, it was like the interview was horrible. Like it felt like a criminal interview. And
yeah, you were
that's because it was. So.
Hmm?
It was a criminal interview. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So yeah, and it's like, oh, so you work for Smith & Wesson, and you think that means you need to have a gun license? And it's like, well, yeah, it's kind of, you know, terms of employment, you know. So.
And did they give you the target hunting only restriction?
No. I asked for – this is a long time ago now. I asked for all lawful purposes, and I think they gave me – I don't remember what it said, but it wasn't all lawful purposes because they don't do that in this town.
As a general rule, the two most common – I mean they don't do it anymore. Well, no, they still have it, but – was all lawful purposes. That was your carry permit. Target and hunting only was the most common one, which just said, congratulations, you can own a gun, but you can't carry it. And
right.
And then they had employment purposes only, which meant you could carry so long as you were essentially on the clock and possibly on the way home or on the way to work.
So – I think I had the employment purposes, and my weasels were I was a designer, and this was research.
Oh,
so really? Yeah, so that's how I did it. But I'll tell you what: every time I saw a cop, it was like, "Oh shit, he's gonna make me."
So what guns did you design?
I mostly worked on revolvers. I didn't do a whole lot of design there. I was actually mostly in manufacturing, but at the time they didn't really have manufacturing and design as separate groups for like the main product lines. I could get a design.
I just wondered if you had any, you know, good stories about.
So. I was there. Actually, Bill Clinton fired me from Smith & Wesson. So, if you follow my drift.
Oh,
so,
yep.
I got you.
So
AWB.
So, well, no, the whole Clinton agreement thing.
Oh, that. So okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it was like, so I was in
Boston. No, you're incompetent. You're incompetent. There. Management fired you is what happened.
I blame the Clintons. They announced it on St. Patrick's Day, and I was, you know, like, I hadn't even had my first beer yet. I'm like raising it to my face to drink, and I heard Smith & Wesson on the television.
Oh,
and I looked over, and it was like, oh, I just lost my job. And it was kind of interesting because, like, nobody, very few people at the company understood that they had just lost their jobs. You know, they went from having, I believe, their most profitable year in their history, because that was when they were introducing all the Scandium guns, and they had finally gotten all the MIM stuff working pretty well, so they weren't getting, you know, big warranty work on their MIM stuff, and so they're making money, and they went from the most profitable year and having something like an 8-month backlog on orders to having like 2 years of inventory in about a week.
Good. Sorry, you lost your job.
2 years of inventory, good. and their new guns worth fucking nothing.
Yeah,
because everyone turned around and dumped their Smith & Wesson stuff and bought Colt or Ruger.
Yeah, so that was interesting times. Yeah. But yeah, no, what were we talking about?
Campus carry.
Oh, the campus carry. That's right. Yeah, that's just been an interesting thing to watch. I mean, I guess I haven't really seen it anywhere else where it was actually legal, but.
Well, there are some states where it's legal, but the interesting thing to me was, especially in UT, because, you know, UT is right there in Austin. So, you know, there's a lot of the campus carry controversy is generated in UT because it's political and all that kind of stuff. So apparently they started trying to do like this patchwork of banning where it's like, oh no, you can't carry in this classroom and you can't carry in that classroom and stuff like that. And basically the attorney general came back with an opinion going, nope, you cannot.
Yeah, so it's like they made it so
you cannot piecemeal it. Not only can you not piecemeal it in classrooms, if you try to ban it in the dorms, you're pretty much going to lose.
Right. So it was kind of like it's good in classrooms. Anywhere that would be a common area.
Right.
And the places where it's restricted are places where it's like offices, personal domain, like an office.
Right.
And also all the medical stuff they have going on.
Right. Yeah. Because that counts as a hospital.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah. So I figured I'd need to call in because there's some pathetic begging on Facebook today.
Oh yeah. Well, we're not above begging, and also we're not above bribing. So if you send your snail mail address to either me or Brita, we'll make sure you get some stickers.
Okay, I'll send you back some STI stickers.
Cool.
Ooh,
that's where I'm working now.
Oh, nice. Oh, well.
So.
Awesome.
Oh God, I wish I lived in a free state. I want STI so fucking bad.
Too bad. I didn't think it was pathetic begging. I thought it was more overt guilting.
It made me feel bad, so it had to have been pathetic begging.
Okay.
It can't be pathetic begging when it's Brita. Think about how pretty she is.
I guilt everybody.
Yep.
Hey, if Brita was ugly and dumpy, it might be a little bit different. But Brita's not.
Aw, weird.
Not by a long shot.
You get points, weird.
Shot. What's that?
Points.
I also have to thank her because on Facebook she sent me a link to a literal white elephant that I actually ended up buying for Christmas exchange. Yeah, actually my boss's wife got it, so she was happy with it. She like immediately re-gifted it.
Oh. Cool.
I'm so glad it worked.
Perfect. I'm giving it away tomorrow.
Cool.
So
wait, I'm missing a piece here. An actual white what part of white elephant happened here?
It was a coffee creamer, little container thing that was shaped like a white elephant, and you know the cream comes out of the snout.
Nice.
So, yeah.
White elephant. Gift.
So you know,
get a white elephant.
I've been working here for a whole 2 months, and I don't know these people. So it's like yeah.
So
I just got
what you
a
need
pile
to do is
shit.
They say we're having a white elephant. You need to go in with a 375 side by side. And, nice.
That's
and
a little
shoot
more
them.
Than I wanted to spend.
And then collect their ivory and make piano keys.
There you go.
Little,
close.
Pianos.
It's in the Bible.
All right.
There's pianos in the Bible?
Sure. Yes.
We're running out of time. We got another call, Owen.
Thanks, Owen.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Right. We're not running out of time. It's not midnight yet.
Oh my God.
And I still have my voice. I don't know why. I think I'm getting
this is air code 763. Hello.
Hello. This Mike Work.
Yes, it does.
Hi. This is Joe.
Joe.
Joe is called in occasionally.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Are you
so
in
what
the wind
was the topic tonight?
Right now?
I'm outside by the chickens.
Okay.
Are they coming home to roost?
Yeah, they're both beyond the roost. I could kick a rooster and make it squawk probably, but
Oh, dude, we got to have a rooster on the squirrel report. Come on.
Yes, please. If you can, please do that. Because, yes.
Oh, here. I'm in the coop.
Oh, I hear him.
He's in the coop.
I hear him.
Oh, we got chickens.
He doesn't want to crow right now. It doesn't smell good in here, so I'm going to step outside again.
Yeah.
Those are totally chickens.
I can hear them, though. I can hear them, too. They're, like, doing chicken noises. That's so funny.
Oh, I love chickens. They're so cute and so delicious.
So, yes. And they make lots of eggs, which are better than the store-bought eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Because we feed
totally
them table scraps and stray meat. And chickens are fun. They're little carnivores, little velociraptors. You throw meat and it's nuts.
They are indeed. My daughter has a dinosaur book, and in the dinosaur book, it's got a dinosaur and a woolly mammoth. And it says, "Is this a dinosaur?" No, it's got hair, and it's not. You know, it's warm blooded. It's not a dinosaur. And then there's a picture of a dinosaur and a chicken, and they go, "Yep, that's a dinosaur."
Huh?
Chickens are dinosaurs.
They are. Absolutely.
Chickens are warm blooded, though. Yes.
Well, yeah. Dinosaurs were warm blooded.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rita, don't get me other mistakes. I've drank a full steel reserve.
Okay.
The topic was it's New Year's Eve.
It is New Year's Eve.
Oh. Okay. And I'm being at the chicken yard because I don't care what day it is.
That's fine. Actually,
I don't have to work tomorrow.
The question was, what do you have any New Year's Eve traditions that you or your family celebrate?
Not lately. All we do is cook crappy appetizers. Pizza rolls and whatnot for real dinner. But that I had some beer. I'll probably
have
more.
That's a good one. That seems kind of traditional.
Actually, my family has the appetizer as dinner tradition.
I've heard that from a lot of different people, actually.
I don't know. It's just like nobody wants to cook on New Year's Eve and everybody wants to, you know, hang out and relax.
A big old pot of potato soup and some steaks.
Well,
I was gonna have a London broil, but.
But?
You know.
What happened, Alan?
I forgot to plug the crock pot in.
It happens.
She had London
broil. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go because I'm having this mic might work, but the earpiece doesn't work that well.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for calling in, though. Happy New Year.
If you send
and you
us,
bribed me, so I had to call.
Right.
I'll have to send you an address.
Yes, send an address.
Definitely.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. 214-530-0036.
I thought you were going to say I was going to have London broil, but I realized that's a shitty steak and I got a porterhouse.
No, after you leave it in a crock pot for 8 hours, it's apparently pretty good. So.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is.
What is it?
You know, it's actually really good
so
in a
so
crock
I cook
pot
some
for
New
beef.
York strips.
Beef shank.
Oh, God. Shank
yeah, that's
is
shank's
so good.
Oh, the shank crock pot's up like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and it's so cheap.
Exactly. It's cheap and it's really good.
Yeah.
If you can find it.
What do you mean, if you can find it?
Well, really?
A lot of stores.
My goddamn grocery store's got it all the time. You're in Texas!
A lot of stores don't have shank because it's such a crappy cut of meat. No, nobody wants to buy it, so they don't stock it.
Just
you know
go
what's so
over
great
to the
about
nearest,
shank?
Like, to the nearest devil strip and cut the leg off a cow.
You know what's so great about shank is that you get that little round bone, and it's full of bone marrow. It is so delicious. You scoop out the bone marrow and you spread it all on a piece of bread or something. It's delicious.
Smear it all over your chest.
Well, if you're like me, you just put it in your mouth. But you can put it on bread, you know.
Nom, nom,
bone
nom,
marrow.
Nom.
Yeah. Shanks are great.
Yep.
Sounds like we're done. Are we done? I think we're done.
Are we? Okay.
Well, but it's not midnight yet.
I don't have any more.
And I still have a voice. I was actually kind of hoping that I would lose my voice during the show because I don't know what the fuck's going on with it, but it's kind of funky.
We don't have any more callers and we're kind of running out of steam. So,
okay.
Unless somebody's got something else they want to talk about.
I'll save it for next week.
Okay.
There's going to be a next week?
Hopefully.
Well, the world doesn't end. Yes.
Yeah, I thought this was like I thought the sky was supposed to set on fire.
No, that was 2012.
Oh, yeah, shit, I missed it.
Yeah.
You missed it.
That didn't happen either.
But what about the seas turning to blood and the dead walking the earth and the pale horse and upon him rode death?
Nope.
And hell fought with him.
Do you remember Y2K? When all the computers were supposed to shut down and everything was supposed to go crazy and oh my God, that didn't happen either.
I spent the night in a data center waiting for disaster.
Did it happen?
Nope.
Yeah.
But there was all kinds of contingencies and plans and
I'm sure.
Did you have a rifle? We wound up, I think we were playing the old what was it? World of Warcraft? The old school World of Warcraft from back in the 90s.
Oh God.
Not the pre-World of what was it? Warcraft 2, I think it was. Yeah. I think we were playing that on the company network.
I remember someone, a friend of mine was going, "Oh man, a mutual friend of ours, he's going out to he worked at the hydroelectric dam." He's like, he's going out to the dam and he's bringing his rifle with him and all that stuff and all that. And I go,
why?
Yeah, but we're talking about Steve. Steve wants the world to end. That would be fun for him. He's hoping beyond hope that the world's going to end. He wants to be Mad Max.
He's sitting there going, oh, please, 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 please.
Oh, I know for a fact that motherfucker said when the clock struck midnight and everything kept going, he went, fuck!
Hey. That's like all these people that are dreaming about the zombie apocalypse going, damn it.
Or it's the same thing with these like doomsday preppers like that were on like that. I don't know if they still do the TV shows on it, but like there's these people that are spent like, $40,000 on like underground bunkers food and that.
Food for 3 years and all
that. Yeah, and it's like one of those, and congratulations when you're like 75 years old and in the nursing home and slowly dying of pancreatic cancer and you're like, yeah, good, great. I got a bunker full of canned food.
Right. Yeah. Because what's the number one disaster that nobody ever plans for?
Pancreatic cancer.
No.
Testicular cancer?
Unemployment.
That's true.
Well, some people count on unemployment.
Well, but that's I guess you could eat the food, that you stockpiled. Yeah. And sell some of it to some other preppers. And
I think I actually made money during my last unemployment.
Oh, God.
Any resolutions before we go?
Balls cut off.
I don't do those.
Okay,
things.
Your balls cut off. And Alan, your balls?
Still on, intact.
Okay. My balls also still on.
Yay.
And made of brass.
That is okay. I was about to say, Brita, you don't have balls, but then when you said brass ones, I went, nope, yep, Brita does have those.
I heard they clanked the other day when you were doing squats.
Yeah. they're like chimes. Like those.
Oh, the ones that you rotate in your palm?
Yeah, they're like that.
Oh, Brita, tell me about your squats.
I can do squats now. Oh, and deadlifts. Oh, my God, deadlifts. I did deadlifts yesterday.
How much are you doing for deadlifts?
I'm not doing that much because I just started. I'm doing 45 pounds, but
fine because you weigh like 80.
I don't weigh 80 pounds.
I'm sorry. You weigh 75.
But I did two sets of 15 of 45 pounds, and my hamstrings said, okay, that's enough. But I'm getting better. I don't know. I'm, gradually making increases on how much weight I can do and how many reps I can do. So, and my ass looks like totally amazing in yoga pants.
I've seen it. I agree.
That's, that's where it is. That's where it's at.
Brita, so, I'm sorry. I've actually got a medical condition where just yoga pants interfere with my vision. So I'm going to have to ask you to take them down a little bit. But you can trust me, I'm a doctor.
No, you're not.
I went to medical school and everything. No, I work in a hospital.
Didn't. Oh, killing. No. No.
I'm a doctor.
Well, anyway, in the new year, I'm going to be continuing to.
It'll be entirely professional.
Lift weights. I know, but well, maybe when's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Hey. It's not. Happy birthday, Wiz.
It is too tomorrow.
It is not.
No, my parents are coming down with my birthday cake and my daughter.
No, yeah, it isn't.
It absolutely is. We go through this every year.
No, we don't, do we?
Yeah. Yep, no, my birthday is tomorrow. And I for the longest time was amazed when I found out like someone had their birthday while they were at school. I'm like, no, nobody has to go to school on their birthday. Because I never had to go to school on my birthday.
I'm going to look it up.
You're not going to find it anywhere. But it's true. I'll see if I can find my picture of my driver's license. I'll send that to you.
Damn it.
Of my hilarious main driver's license where I couldn't grow a beard.
From like when you were 16 or?
Yeah. So I think I was 17 actually, because I was a dork.
I'm sure you started growing a beard early.
19.
In preparation. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, actually, no, I did attempt to grow a beard at 15.
Oh my God.
And I did it for 2 months straight, and then I shaved off the sideburns so at least I could have some contrast, so it almost looked like I was growing a beard.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I literally could not grow a beard with a shit.
Alan, have you ever had a beard?
Not intentionally.
Oh. Me neither.
I've gone a few days without shaving, but that, you know, that doesn't count. I did have a mustache once.
On purpose? Was that
'70s?
Yeah, on purpose.
Was it the '70s?
No. Are there photos? It was
not the '70s, and no, there are not photos. At least none that I
know. Damn it! Damn it! That's too bad.
It wasn't that great.
Oh, but the blackmail is...
That's why there's no pictures.
All right. Oh, there, I found it. I'm totally going to send you my license.
Okay.
Okay. Well, happy New Year and happy birthday, Weird.
Well, thank you very much, Brita.
Except I don't believe it's your birthday.
Well, you will in just a second.
Do we go through this every year and I forget? Am I that drunk every New Year's Eve or what?
You should be. If you're not, you're doing it fucking wrong.
I'm actually not drunk at all. I started drinking too early and spaced it out too much. So
no such thing as too early.
I'm just tired.
Yeah, it's bedtime. Let's go.
Old. Okay.
All right.
Happy New Year, everyone. We'll be back next year.
2016.
See y'all next year.
I always loved that dorkiness of see you next year. No, not really. It's really not true. It's all bullshit.
Yes, it really is true. Next year.
Yep. Next year.
All right. I just sent you and Alan my driver's license a la age 16.
Oh, which, God.
Brita's still not going to believe it because you're not going to recognize me because I'm clean shaven. I'm probably not even clean shaven. I think I shaved once a week.
Good God, that's not you.
Oh, look how cute you were.
Oh, my God.
Aw. And yes, your birthday is 1-1.
It's true.
Aw.
Oh, and by the way, just since we're looking at this specific thing, I listed my weight as 150 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And I totally weighed like 145.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I'm always lying about my weight the other way.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Scrawny band geek me.
Well, happy birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, thank you.
We love you.
I'm going to put that on my calendar so it reminds me. Because obviously Facebook won't remind me that it's your birthday.
I keep thinking about starting a fake Facebook
account.
You
should do it.
I'm going to do it.
You should.
I'm going to do it.
You know what's funny is if you create a Facebook account under Weirdbeard, they'll flag it as a fake.
Fake
name. But if you create it under your real name, nobody knows who the hell it was, and you get away with it.
True.
Actually, no, to be fair, I don't want to do it under Weird Beard, because my big thing that's keeping me off of Facebook is I don't want the creepy fucking stalkers with the anti-gun groups that have done so much horrible stalking stuff to not me. I don't give a shit. They're already after me. I don't want them bothering my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to do it under my screen name or my real name. But for listeners of Squirrel Report, if you see a Thomas Collins on Facebook,
that's a good one.
And Thomas, and the person Collins happens to be involved in gun stuff and possibly has Tom Selleck as an avatar, that's me.
Okay.
But I got to set it up. I'll probably do it.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Or sometime this weekend, maybe.
You can always delete it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to bother. And then I'm probably going to actually put my goofy cell phone video games on it, so that you'll see all the crazy achievements that I have unlocked on my stupid video games.
Shit. I don't think they have a net hack for that.
No, but they have Pixel Dungeon.
Oh, okay.
Oh gosh.
Pixel Dungeon's pretty fucking cool.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? No, it's not. You're fucking playing.
Yeah, in the '90s.
I have no retort.
I actually used to know a guy whose name was Tom Collins.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I also knew a guy whose name, no shit, was Jack Daniels.
Nice. What about Richard Shitcock?
Nope. Nope. Never knew one of those.
What about Johnny Fuck Me Faster?
I did know an IBM SE called Harry Dickhainer, though.
No.
Yep.
What?
Wait. Harry what?
Harry Dickhainer.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding.
My dad.
Imagine me seeing that on his badge and trying not to bust out laughing when I met him. God.
My dad used to be very good friends with a pair of brothers whose name were Tom and Dick. And I always kept asking, please tell me they've got a younger brother named Harrison.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Tom, Dick, and Harry. All right, let's call it.
Okay.
I don't want to. Let's keep going.
No.
Come on, man. Harris. The night's young. Let's do shots.
I'm calling it. Time of death, 9:32 p.m.
9:32. That my 10:32. Clock says 10:32.
Mine says 9:32.
Brita and I see 10:32. You're overruled.
Yep. And Jay is fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyranny of the East Coast.
You know what? I bet that motherfucker's spending time with his family.
Man.
What a loser.
Putz. That's right.
All right. Yeah, see y'all next week.
Guy. He's done. Okay. I hope you didn't like Jay on the Squirrel Report, because you won't be hearing it from ever again.
Bye, everyone.
Good night,
honestly, I hope everyone has a good new year, and we'll see y'all next week.
Yep. All right.
Bye. Good night.
Night.